Boulder Symphony will host a concert this Friday at Grace Commons Church in Boulder. Joining me to talk about this week's show is the Boulder Symphony's conductor and co-founder, Devin Patrick Hughes. Devin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for hosting me, Alexis. I'm really excited to be here.
To start, tell me about Friday's show. What should people expect to hear?
So this concert is just strings, and one of the pieces we're playing comes from a 400-year-old piece by Vivaldi called The Four Seasons, which many people will know. It's essentially been recomposed to fit a 21st century audience. So we've added harp and, of course, an electronic harpsichord. And Max Richter, who's the reorchestrator or DJ, if you will, he's essentially taken the original themes from Vivaldi, and it would normally be just like first violin, second violin, viola, cello. But what he does is he splits the first violin section into like four different sections sometimes. So if you start a melody and then two beats later, you start the melody again, but he does it in a very ambient way, which is quite minimalistic in the style of like Steve Reich or Philip Glass. We just had our rehearsal on Sunday night and we were commenting how it reminded us more of Philip Glass than it actually did Vivaldi. I think it's got very meditative qualities, you know, but all at the same time, you're very clearly being able to tell, okay, this is winter. You know, and I should feel cold, or this is summer, and the sort of scorching heat of the sun is still present. It's quite genius in how he's done it. And the two other pieces on that program, one of them is by a Chickasaw composer named Jared Impeachachaha Tate called Pisachi. And it essentially features dances from the Hopi and the Pueblo culture and nations. Sometimes the rhythms are quite multi-metric, which means dun, da-da-da-dun, da-da-da-dun, da-da-da-dun. And it's chant-like and hymn-like. So Jared Tate happens to be a Chickasaw composer, and through attending powwows or cultural exchanges, and he calls it jamming, with other American Indian cultures and tribes, they kind of have all these great rhythms and melodies that have been kind of passed down over the centuries. And the last piece on the program is a much more kind of standard classical piece, if you will. It was written in 1934 by the English composer Benjamin Britten. He wrote it as a 20-year-old, and he basically recollected themes from the ages of 9 to 12. So it's called Simple Symphony just because he wrote it as a kid, and he wrote it that he intended it to be performed with a youth orchestra or kind of an amateur orchestra. And it's kind of ironic because it's quite a complex piece. It's the movements are like boisterous, beret, playful, pizzicato. You know, he kind of has these fun descriptive terms that go along with it. And it's just a really fun kind of classical symphony, if you will, but really short. It's like 12 minutes long that the strings really get to dig into at the Boulder Symphony.
Your partner founded the Boulder Symphony in 2009. Can you tell me about why you founded it?
So we started this organization essentially because we feel that classical music needs to be everywhere. Symphonic music needs to be everywhere. And one of the things that I found growing up is there were always barriers, you know, between the audience and the stage. And there was this idea that you had to have some kind of really profound education, or, you know, had to learn an instrument from the age of 4 or something to really kind of understand or be able to really get something out of the classical orchestra. And as I learned about music and as I conducted and as I played and as I sort of put concerts together and collaborated with other organizations, we really started the Boulder Symphony under the guise of, okay, let's bring everybody in. You know, we try to make ticket prices affordable. We try to make sure that people understand, you know, what's going on behind the scenes of an orchestra. What were these composers thinking? Like, what kind of things were going through their lives at this time that incentivized them to write this amazing music that speaks to us hundreds of years later? So it's really about just accessing the art form for everyone.
So what happened during COVID? Did you guys stop playing together, or how did you swing that?
Yeah, so, well, obviously for all nonprofits, COVID has been one of the greatest challenges we've ever faced. Essentially, we spent our time keeping our relationships going, kind of reaching out to a lot of our collaborators to see what they need also to get through. We did a special Mother's Day concert, which featured a bunch of our musicians from home recording. And we were luckily able to start doing concerts in March. And what we just tried to obviously adhere to all the state and regional guidelines. So many of our concerts were just strings or percussion or, you know, any instrument that can be masked. And then the last thing that I'm probably most excited about that we've been able to do during the pandemic is we're starting a music school, the Boulder Symphony Music. So this is with also, you know, the very generous contribution of Stephen Thibault, who's helping to make this happen with one of his properties. And it's an office complex that we've transformed into a school, which can host people of any age and any level wanting to learn. It could be an orchestral instrument, but we also have, you know, guitar, and we have some movement practices. We have voice, we have composition and conducting as well. So I feel like the pandemic has just basically kicked us into high gear, and we haven't really slowed down at all.
Devin Patrick Hughes is the conductor and co-founder of Boulder Symphony. You can buy tickets to watch Seasons at bouldersymphony.org. Thanks, Devin, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alexis, for having me.